What is in your mouth?
Why do you want to know?
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Dude, you got any gum?
I got you some gum.
We've got chewing gum.
You give me gum gum.
I give you gum gum.
The average person chews 300 pieces of gum a year.
It is National Chewing Gum Day today.
National Chewing Gum Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I think I'm falling behind. I don't think I've had that much gum. I carry it in my purse, but it just doesn't make it into my mouth. Probably should start sticking it in my mouth and chewing on that rather than chewing on some people. It's getting contentious out there, I tell you. And there are reasons. I hate waking up every morning and going through my emails and seeing things like this. I've heard you say that you have sympathetic doctors that will provide ivermectin. I've had the CCP virus for over 2 weeks and don't seem to be getting any better. Help. There shouldn't have to be sympathetic doctors out there. That is a doctor's job. That is what they do. They cure what ails you. Yet you got to ask yourself, why are their hands being tied? So to this gentleman and to anybody out there who is still working with that, working through that, 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Go to my webpage. Just scroll down. You'll see all the numbers for Congress there. You'll see the numbers for my doctors, the ones I know that actually want to help people and not hide inexpensive cures from them. Interesting. It's all about the money. It's about the money. It's about the power. Right here at home. This isn't a big game that's being played in Washington, D.C. It's right here in Northern Nevada. It's right here in our backyard. The intimidation, the corruption. This is what you need to be paying attention to. Because the corrupt politicians that we have here, the ones that do the favors, the ones that play the games with Democrats and only have a 77% conservative rating, even though she says she's a conservative. These are the people that want to keep going on to higher office and higher office. And we keep electing them. Commissioners who suppress or flat out hide information about county managers' wives being arrested for DUI. You know, she hit something. Wasn't a person. But what if it had been? Would they have suppressed all of that information? Makes you wonder what else they're suppressing. Interesting. Thank you for being here. Thank you for trying to engage in finding out the truth. The Republicans who are actually liberals, the Democrats who are actually communists. Never thought I would be saying that. I always thought it would just be liberal Democrats. No. Now it's communist Democrats. So today's poll question. You might think it's absurd, but it's real. Oh, it's very real. At 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, should the American flag, Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes. Should it be redesigned? What? Grumble, 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 grumble. No! Well, that's what they're trying to do. And if you log on to our webpage and you go into, again, my site, my page, just pull down the schedule. It's really easy to find. You just click on my picture. If you scroll down to scroll. If you go through fighting mandates, know the Nuremberg Code, all of my doctors who are actually treating CVD from Reno all the way to Minden. I'm so happy. I used to just have three. Now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 on there now. And then, of course, you have the number up here for the America's Frontline Doctors. So keep scrolling. There you've got the hospitalization site where you can go around the media who just keeps everybody in a panic saying, the hospitals are overrun, they're overworked. No, they're overworked because they're letting off good people. They fired good people because, budget cuts. We have to cut the budget. But this protect-public.hhs.gov, you can just put in our zip codes there and boop, pops up all the hospitals with all the information you need to know. So once again, you can bypass the health department and the mainstream media who are just about instilling panic in people. Just above that is openvares.com and vares.hhs.gov. So you can see the 10% that is actually reported. It's funny because now they're trying to make this a fake site and compare it to Wikipedia, that anybody can go on there and report anything. So all these statistics are made up. No. We have the families. We have the videos of people's faces looking like they're sliding. We have the violent shaking. We have the heart attacks. We have the victims coming forward. But see, you won't see that in the mainstream media because they want to tell you about people who have died who haven't been vaccinated, yet they've died from other things. They don't tell you that. They're still counting those people. So if you go into week of September 27th, you'll see some interesting stories that I've posted there for you. I've posted Mark Amaday's letter in its entirety, so you can see it with phone numbers and all and how he thinks you're stupid. If you continue to go on, down scrolling, you'll see nytimes.com, interactive, 2021, 9/28. Opinion, American flag design. And it will go through, I believe it's 6 or 9 different designs that people have already come up with. And it tells you why these artists have designed the flag like they see it. And their responses are pretty disturbing. Because that's who the media goes with. That's who the politicians play with. Are the communists who hate this country. So they could not be happier at not only the thought, but if they could redesign the American flag. you know, giving excuses. Oh, the American flag, it changes all the time. No, it doesn't. The main reason that it's changed is because more states were added. It didn't change from philosophy, ideology. So yesterday's poll question, do you feel as though your political party represents you? Or do you do they represent the local ruling elite? The ones with money, the ones that play the game, the ones that want to have control over your vote. 8% of those participating said they represent we the people. 10% said neither. 82% said that they feel as though their chosen political party represents the local ruling elite. Well, stay tuned for that because we are going to bust that apart. I know it's been a long time for people who have changed their voting parties and have either gone independent or libertarian. Well, let me tell you, we the people will be welcoming you back to the Republican Party because we're changing it. We're changing it back to we the people, the grand old party, the party that believes in smaller government, less taxes, protecting our borders the way it should be. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Exxon introduces the highest quality gasoline ever. Exxon Extra Premium with Pumpkin Spice. The high-octane power formula cleans fuel injectors, helps silence knocks, and gives your exhaust the comforting scent of Grandma's pumpkin pie. At Exxon, they know electric cars are taking over and the fossil fuel industry is in trouble. So why not go out with the delicious memory of Exxon Extra Premium with Pumpkin Spice? Your drive home just got a lot more flavorful.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Oh, little mambo for you there. I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, you know, we've got an easy way for you to get in touch, and that, of course, is 884-9910, our talk and text line. But you can always email me, too. I'll see your texts come through, 884-9910. So if you want to do it from your phone, just make sure if you're driving, you pull over. No texting and driving. Heck, I don't even like to talk while I drive because I know my mind starts working a mile a minute. And I've missed plenty of off-ramps because I'm distracted, even just singing along with the radio. So this is why it's so important to keep that phone in your purse. Keep that phone in the back pocket. Somewhere where you're not distracted while you're driving. But you can also send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. And I appreciate everything that you send to me. Do not ever worry that, you know, oh, well, she's probably already seen this, or I don't care. Send it to me. Delete button's easy to use and, you know, a little thank you. But you have to remember, I can't watch everything. None of us can watch and see everything that's going on. So we need to rely on each other. And that's why I put so many interesting stories on my webpage. So make sure you visit that as well. Monica, just wanted to let you know that I went on to the Americans Frontline Doctor website last Tuesday and placed a prophylaxis order. Yesterday, my order got kicked out for long wait time. The email said to reboot, but the link is no longer available due to high demand. Just thought the listeners should know that right now this group is not an option to receive medicine. Yep. That's going on. Thank you so much for sending me that. I haven't been on the website in probably about a month because I try to get I try to get the medication locally because it's actually coming up from a pharmacy and in Las Vegas. But you know what I found out? Not only did Anna help me out by sending me a text that said, hey, guess what? CVS is no longer filling the prescriptions. I said, okay. Well, I found out yesterday, and I'm sure that since I'm announcing this, they're going to get in trouble. Raley's is filling them. Yeah. I got to look in and double check and see who the parent company of Raley's is, but they have no problem getting you the medication that you have legally been prescribed. And from what I understand, they're not pushing this mask mandate on people. They've turned their store into health and wellness. And you know what that includes? What health and wellness includes? Not wearing a mask. And I can't disrupt the legal proceedings that are happening right now, but as soon as I can, as soon as Joey Gilbert gives the okay, I can tell you about a store or a business that was basically ransacked yesterday. Because unfortunately, the owner, when the mask police came in, they said, come back with a warrant. Well, I guess they didn't like that because they did come back with a warrant. And just went through everything in this little company. And it's like, why? Why would you do that? Because somebody wasn't enforcing masks. In my opinion, that's called harassment. So, Raley's is a privately held, family-owned supermarket chain headquartered in West Sacramento. So there you go. So you want to support a family? You want to support a family-owned business that is succeeding and that is also supporting your rights? Well, there you go. That's what we have to start doing. We have to start finding the story or the stores, the shops, the mom and pops, the families, even the corporations that believe in your right. I just want to personally thank them for that. I used to know one of the managers of the Wedge Parkway one, but I don't know if he's still there. So I need to call them up and say thank you. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Live and local FM talk and text. 884-9910. Thank you for being here today. We'll get to some more stories coming up here in just a moment. There's so much going on around us. I know it's hard to follow, but we'll go through it all for you, including changes of equity to your bank account. Wait a minute, what? Yeah, this is happening everywhere. I don't let my husband see the transactions I make in my checking account. I have a completely separate account from him. Why should it be the responsibility of my bank to give every single transaction over $600 to the IRS? That's BS. But that's the lack of privacy that we've brought on to ourselves. And it's pretty sick. Huh. Maybe that's why Joe Biden gave all that money to the IRS to, what, double its workforce? To track you. To track what you do, to track your transactions. And it's just sick. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And as we look at your bank account, who else is looking at your bank account? That's a very important question. Now, most of us know that if you make a transaction that's over, what, $9,999, it's reported. I get that. That's okay. I mean, if you're not doing anything illegal, why would that matter? I've made some pretty big purchases in my day, but they've all been legal, so I didn't care. But the Biden regime now wants the Internal Revenue Service to monitor every transaction you make of $600 or more. Now, that's a big change from the $9,999. We should be encouraging Democrats and Republicans to strike this down. Because your privacy now that they feel that the government feels they can just go into your bank account and look. But they say, oh, no, this is being exaggerated. This is only if you have $10,000 or more in your bank account. Well, I don't care. Because these people lie on a daily basis. Oh, no, we're not going to mandate shots. We're not going to mandate that you get this. What's going to stop them from every time they choose to put more pressure on people, they're going to lower it from 10,000. They're going to lower it to 5. Then they're going to lower it to 1. And then they're just going to make it all bank accounts. That's how these people work. Because they want to know. They want to see what you're spending money on, how much you're spending. What's to stop them? Say you went out and you bought, say you were having a special event or something. Say you went out, what's something that's really big? Burning Man. Say the festival goers wanted to provide water. So they went out and bought, or somebody with the group went out and bought 1,000 cases of water. They want to know who has that. Because if you don't think that our government won't confiscate items from you, not just guns and ammo, but food, water, anything they deem necessary in an emergency for the greater good, then you need to start looking at the government a little bit more. This is how it starts. People ask all the time, how did we get here? Why is this happening to this country? It's because of BS like this. This is how it starts. It's to tell you that, oh, it's to keep criminals from making transactions. It's to catch the criminals. And since I'm not a criminal, I guess I shouldn't have a problem with this. This is not to track criminals. This is to track everyone. Enough of me. It's about you. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Thank you for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Monica. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, with the IRS and the taxes, they don't need money from us. They print all the money that they want. We see this with all their spending and all the money that's missing in the Pentagon. They've proven they don't need our money. The IRS is there only to control the people, to keep tabs on us, and they rule us by fear. How many people say, oh, I'm patriotic, I'm going to pay my taxes? Most people file their taxes and pay because they're scared they're going to go to jail if they don't.
Well, and what's the biggest fear they have with paying their taxes? An audit.
An audit. Yes, but how many people, everybody's signing these tax forms. We don't have the Fifth Amendment right not to sign it. But when they go and the IRS agents go in front of Congress, they use the Fifth Amendment and don't answer any questions. And we're signing that, hey, we understand the tax code and everything's honest and true in this document. You don't know that. I think Harvard and some other law schools have done studies where they've sent out IRS income tax forms to 50 different accountants. They've gotten 50 different results and they're all correct. They can't be. So there are big problems with the IRS.
That's interesting. Would you send me that?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll get it over to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
been
that.
Three studies of this.
You know, I
to get all together.
I'm getting emails, you know, already as soon as you say something, an IRS worker will come forward or somebody that knows somebody and say, well, you know, that money is for the IRS because they're already overworked. And it's like, if they're already overworked, guess what? They're going to be a lot more overworked because this is coming. More staff is coming to help out, but it's to track us.
Yeah, no, there's a group, I think it's called Live Free or Die or something like that. I'll have to look it up. I'll email you that too. And he talks about the tax code in depth and goes into everything and what is legal, what isn't in the tax code. But he talks about, what it seems like, is maybe only the people in District of Columbia and government workers are bound to pay it.
That's interesting.
You know, we're supposed to be in a free country. And yet if we don't sign that paperwork, now we can go to jail because we don't want to sign it, because I don't want to sign it. I don't know if it's correct. I've never studied the whole tax code. Isn't it like 2,500 pages? Who knows that?
Oh, I think it's
here we are
way more
it,
than that.
That we do know. Here we are. We're signing it. Yes, we do know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when's the last congressman or senator been audited, gone to jail for this stuff?
You know, the corruption runs deep, whether it be in Washington, D.C., or right here in Reno in northern Nevada. So we're finding this out slowly, and the people who are trying to bring it forward are getting punished. So we just need...
Yeah, it's laws for thee, not for me.
Exactly. And we need more people that understand that and will be, you know, willing to grow a backbone and say, you know what, I'm tired of this. This is the sword that I want to fall on. If something is going to happen, protecting this country, protecting its citizens, and getting rid of this corruption, this is the sword I'll fall on. Mike, thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate your time on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're afraid. And we have been taught to be afraid. Even beyond just the media, when they, you know, flash on the big screen, you know, audit. It's all with marketing. It's all with the pictures that you see, the flash. It's subliminal. It's been instilled in us to be afraid of the IRS. That government is going to come for you. Must I remind people, the government works for us. And they are spending our money I forgot I can't say like a drunken sailor anymore because that demeans sailors or drunks, and I don't want to do that. The government is not of we the people anymore. And we need to change that. These taxes that are going on everything. They're going to be shortly taxing existence out of existence. The everyday driver. The truckers. The salespeople that go out into rural communities or the rural communities that come into the larger cities to do major shopping. That's all going to end with these new taxes that this regime is putting on people. It's easy to look up. You know what's even easier to look up? All of these infrastructure bills and the spending bills that the Biden regime is putting out there of how much money Afghan refugees and illegals in this country will be receiving of your hard-earned money. The services that they will be receiving, the housing, the medical care, the jobs. Because you've already heard the governor of New York say, well, we're going to fill all of these empty healthcare worker jobs with refugees and the National Guard. Our National Guard is out there to protect all of us. What happens when all of our National Guard turns into bus drivers, turns into healthcare workers? Then we have no one protecting us, except we the people. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk.
Tonight, the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals welcome the 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. The question is, will Jacksonville continue to suck? Thursday Night Football tonight.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I will never, ever be in agreement with a communist from CNN or any of the major networks that says, you know, we have missing white girl hysteria and phenomenon. But I do want to add to that, that the focus that the media puts on one murdered girl by her boyfriend is pretty substantial. What is going on in the news that they want to focus on this? Because people get curious and they want to know what's happening. What's happening? Has this guy been found? Well, a Florida man dies while awaiting trial on charges related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol breach that we know now was just a false flag. Something that our government agencies, the three-letter agencies, actually did to make it look like American citizens were trouble so they could push their propaganda. This man died, an innocent man, but his conscience won't have that. Arizona Senate told of multiple inconsistencies found in election audit. Norway official: COVID-19 can now be compared to the flu as country removes pandemic restrictions. Will China's real estate trash the global economy? Durham indictment pulls back the curtain on Trump-Russia collusion hoax. This is why you have to get out of the mainstream media and actually get in to the news of what's really going on around this country. A patriot, a man who signed up to give his life for this country, sitting in the brig, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Others of past command want him released from pretrial confinement. These are the stories that the media is not going to report to you. So in the last segment, I mentioned the banks. These are going to be the corporate banks. Talk to your local banks. Locally owned, locally held banks. They're probably not going to be pushing this, but the big ones are. You know, the big ones who drop your account maybe because you're not vaccinated. Just let's see, going to six different listeners here. It'll give them another way to track who owns what guns. Exactly. Imagine the government scrutinizing your purchases to determine whether or not you deserve to receive benefits such as health care. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that. Maybe you were performing risky behavior. Yeah. Oh, I went skydiving. Wind up in a hospital somewhere. Very slim chance. I've been skydiving before. It's a beautiful experience. Just as an example, though. Maybe they say, huh, you don't deserve health care because you were engaging in risky situations. Government watching my bank account? BS. Our outdoor recreational race mountain bikes are well into the thousands. Yeah, but see, you're out tearing up the environment. You're out making trails and riding on trails that they're trying to put back to nature, so you'll be done with that. They will spend billions of taxpayer dollars searching for billions of unpaid taxes, according to Yellen's accusation. Well, that kind of falls into line with the vaccination, doesn't it? Because they are willing to kill two people to save one person with this shot. Oh, there's big controversy over those VAERS reporting numbers. Pull up open VAERS. See what's going on. This will flood the taxpayers with more tax notices than people will understand. The administrative cost to undo a mess of bank filings for all transactions over $600 is going to be ridiculous. Yeah. It's just the federal government's way of getting around the $10,000 cash transaction reporting requirements. Yep. I mean, I've done it. I've purchased things before that say, oh, okay, give me $9,000 worth because it's none of the government's you-know-what damn business to be involved in what I'm purchasing. It's none of their business. We know who the cartels are. We know who the criminals are. It's to go after law-abiding citizens. It's not to go after the criminals. It's to go after you. It's to go after we, the people. It's the same thing with monitoring your phone calls, monitoring your texts, monitoring your emails. This just puts one more piece into the pie for them to track you. Because social credits, just like in China, will be coming to this country unless we take our government back. Because they work for us, we the people, not the other way around. God bless you. Keep your eyes open. It's coming, but I'll be here with you. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back.